Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Seven.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club on this snowy, drizzly, rainy, icy morning here in Maine, and could be worse. It could be all snow, and it could be very heavy. It looks like a lot of the possibility of power outages are not going to be a problem this time. The storm is coming to an end, we've been told, and the trees don't have that much ice on them. I was looking at the birches on my property during the break, and the birches are nice and straight. Compared to the last snowstorm on Thanksgiving Eve, where we had 13 inches of snow and some ice mixed in. So that's a real good thing. Let's go to the phone lines. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Annie from California. She has a question about NVIDIAs.
Okay, Annie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and Happy New Year to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I may have mispronounced it. I was going to ask about cymbidium orchid.
Okay. And how can we help you with the cymbidium orchid?
Well, this one is about 7 or 8 years old, and I have repotted it once. But I absolutely am afraid to divide it. There's most of the plant has dried out. The little pods that have bloomed previously are now just brown and dried out. And we used to have maybe 7 or 8 or more stalks that came up and bloomed. But this year only one came up. So I've done a little bit of research, and I guess what I'm supposed to do is get rid of or divide it somehow, Paul, and I absolutely am afraid to do it. So
okay.
I needed to have you give me Cymbidium 101.
Okay. First of all, don't be scared.
Okay.
Okay. Number two is, now, are you keeping the orchids outside in containers, or are they inside the house?
Actually, after they stop blooming in probably February or March, I take them outdoors, and they're in a shady spot under, in an area where gardenias are. And the orchid has done really well over the years. It has a little drip system, and it gets, of course, pretty hot here near Sacramento. But
right.
It's happy out there, and it thrives, and it sends up new shoots. But this year it did not, so I'm not sure what I should have been doing.
Okay. Well, if you haven't divided it in a long time, then in April, when the season is beginning, and I know your April is a lot different than my April here in Maine,
right.
But April is a good time for dividing plants. Your days are getting longer. Your days are getting warmer. The intensity of the sun is getting brighter. And it's waking up your plants and saying, okay, let's make some foliage. And then as the season progresses, then we're also going to make some flowers on that plant. So in April, spread out on your deck. Take your plant outside. spread out either a plastic tarp or some newspaper and pull the plant out of the pot and look at the root system, and you're going to be amazed that that root ball is just one continuous root. And what you're going to do is you're going to take a good sharp knife, and you're going to look at the plant, and you want to try and divide it so that when you cut it in half, you're going to have two equal pieces that have healthy green leaves coming out of it.
Oh, okay.
Okay? Now, so you take your knife, and you may have one piece that's 60%, 65%, and the other piece is going to be smaller, but it's got more foliage. So you cut them, and then at that point, take your knife, remove anything that's brown, anything that's dead, and really clean it up, get all of the dead roots out so that you have a healthy clump or a bare root orchid in your hand, and you've got rid of all the junk, all the dead portions of it, and then repot it in either orchid soil or what I use for my orchids is I use 50% potting soil or orchid soil and 50% 1-inch nuggets, like bark nuggets. And I blend the soil and the bark nuggets together and put a layer on the bottom, set my plant in, fill in around the edges with the soil, firm it in place so that the where it was coming out of the pot is now going to be level to where it was at the same depth. So you don't want to plant it deeper. You don't want to bring it up. You want to keep it at the same level. And then when I go visit my son in Florida, I always stop at a big orchid farm, many, many greenhouses. And I've spent several hours there in the past few years talking to them. And they tell me that what they use is a product called Dynamite, which is a little pellet.
Right.
And you sprinkle so much depending on the size of your container. And every time you water that orchid, that little pellet will bleed fertilizer out of the skin and feed your plant. And it will last up to 9 months.
Right.
So if you can do that, you're going to see a big difference, and you're getting rid of all the old stuff. It will have room to make new foliage, and that way when you bring them in next year in the fall so that they can bloom for you in your home, you're going to have a plant that's going to be nice, rich, green foliage and many more flower stalks.
Well, Paul, that is so helpful. Currently, I have transplanted it into a 12-inch pot, and it's been there for about a year or more. So should I repot it into a smaller pot since I'll be removing some of the growth?
No, I wouldn't go smaller. I would keep it at the same size. But
okay.
Turn the plant upside down, pull the pot off, and look at the root system.
Uh-huh.
And if you've got a solid ball of roots, and if you take your hand and you squeeze it, and there's no give to the root ball because it's just solid roots, then you can divide it again. But normally, an orchid will stay in a pot for about 3 years. So maybe the one that you transplanted last year just needs to be cleaned. Get all the dead stuff out, and it needs a time-release fertilizer like Dynamite or Osmocote if you can't find Dynamite.
Now, when you say the dead stuff, Paul, am I looking at those pods? I know I'm not calling it the right term, but the old pods that are, they look like big onions and they're all dried out. Is that dead?
That's,
okay.
That's dead.
So I can cut that away, right?
And what you can do...
There's a green leaf on them.
Right. Now, what you can do on some of those, they're like oval-shaped pods that are right at the soil line.
Right.
Pull one of them out that you think is dead. And then take a pair of pruners and cut it in half. And if you see that the inside is green, it's fleshy, it's white, and it's really healthy, then it's still productive. If you cut into it and it's all dried out, then get it out of there.
Okay. Okay, and then just cutting, I guess I would say, perpendicular to the floor, right, when I try to separate them?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm so sad because my husband gave me this several years ago, and I, by accident, I think, I kept it blooming for years. And then last year, this happened. It just one stalk. So I thought, you know, I'm sure it has something to do with those dead-looking pods that are there, and I didn't want to go through another year because maybe next year I won't get anything at all.
Exactly. It's just that it's a real pleasure talking to you. And just say to yourself, I can do this. And anything that's dead, get it out. It will give the plant a chance to regrow. You're adding some fresh soil. And next year at this time, you'll be celebrating the plant that your husband gave you with flowers.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Hi, this is Paul Parent. Join us on the legendary Blue Danube this summer, July 27th to August 7th. 7 nights aboard the Avalon Visionary from Nuremberg to Budapest. Ship aboard accommodations, meals, guided sightseeing, wine, beer, and shipboard dinners. For more information, call Largae Travel at 1-800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com. Like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, December 12, 2014, gold opened at $12.1660. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $12.6134, $6.3067 for a half ounce, or $3.1533 for a quarter ounce. That's $12.6134, $6.3067, and $3.1533.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to set on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me. So I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at GunsAD.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to GunsAD.com. That's GunsAD.com. Guns80.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Now, with all of the holiday festivity, the decorating, the parties, the presents, everything else, we've probably ignored a lot of our houseplants. So today, take 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and go from pot to pot, check them out for moisture, for foliage that doesn't look as good. Clean them up, you know, make them look good. And as you get a clean, if it needs to be watered, give them a good drink. And give them a good shot of fertilizer. Now, you can do it two ways. You can use a liquid all organic fertilizer for houseplants made by Dr. Earth. It's all natural, and I use it on herbs that we keep in the house. And this time of the year, we have chives, rosemary, basil, parsley, oregano, and a couple other things. And I feed the herbs on a monthly basis. And all of the other flowering plants will get fed on a monthly basis during January, February, March, and then in April. So they don't need a lot of food. They're not growing that much because of the length of the day and the intensity of the sunlight and the many more cloudy days we get at this time of the year. So clean them up, check for insects, and if you do have a problem with insects, the best product and the safest is called All Season Oil. Now it's made by Bonite, and the All Season Oil is an oil made with paraffin wax. You mix it in like a mister bottle. You spray the underside of the foliage and the top of the foliage with it, and the paraffin oil will stick to the insect, plug up all of its pores, and it will suffocate it. It will do it with the young, and it will kill the eggs the same way. And, best of all, it's not a chemical. You're not breathing this chemical with all the windows in your house that are closed due to the cold weather. So check them out, feed them, and write it down on your calendar. And then turn the page to February and write, feed the houseplants. Turn the calendar to March, feed the houseplants. Take a day. And that way you know when they're being fed, water according to their needs, and believe me, your plants will be in much, much better shape. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Pam from Maine. She has a question about overgrown dish gardens.
Pam, welcome to the Paul Parent, and Happy New Year.
Thank you, Paul. Happy New Year to you as well. A couple years ago, I received some dish gardens, and I guess they've done very well, but they're pretty overgrown, and I'm not quite sure just what I ought to do with them.
Well, I'll tell you, what most of the people do is if you upgrade the pot to make it bigger, it's the plants will continue to get bigger, and there won't be any design or character to that plant. So what I've always recommended for people that got a dish garden, the plants have just taken off and they're all growing into each other, is spread some newspaper on a countertop, get individual pots, pull them apart one plant at a time, repot them in their own individual pot, and now instead of having one container 6-8 inches in diameter, you've got 6-8 plants in 4-inch pots, and they'll get larger and larger. Your collection will grow in size, and you'll get to enjoy it a lot more. Save the container, and then go back to the nursery and see if they sell small plants and make a new dish garden with those plants.
Thank you, Paul.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you used. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday, and if you live in the Northeast, well, you probably got a little bit of snow or a lot of snow. Right now at my house in Kennebunk, we had about maybe 6 or 7 inches of snow. It's turned to rain, and we have a pretty thick layer of ice that's formed on top of it. I let the dogs to go out a few minutes ago, and they were walking right on it, never went through, so I know it's thick enough to hold them. So be careful. Your walkways are going to be really, really slippery with the temperature hovering right above freezing. And if you're looking for an alternative to rock salt that can damage your stairs, that can damage your driveway, kill your plants, and hurt your pets, then there's a product for you called Natural Alternative Ice Melt. Now, Natural Alternative makes an all-organic lawn fertilizer, and now they have this incredible ice melt. If you buy a 25-pound bag, for example, the Natural Alternative will be equal to 75 pounds of rock salt. So 3 times more coverage area. It does not create a white film on your property. It does not create a white film when you walk in the house on your floors or carpet. It's a great product if you have an office building, a church, or someplace where you have a lot of foot traffic during stormy weather. And it melts faster. The thing that I like, I have pets. And if the pets are out and they get the rock salt in between the pads of their feet, that rock salt will dissolve and it will get up to 150 degrees. And it will burn the pads of their feet. So, check with your local nursery if they have it. If they don't, then go to this website, natural-alternative.com. And they have a dealer finder. So you click in your zip code, and it will tell you of a dealer near you. Now, if it's not somebody close by, you can order right on that website. And where it says coupon, type in PPGC for Paul Parent Garden Club. Place your order. They will ship it for free. And they'll give you a 10% discount. So this is a good product. It's something that you should have in your garage, your tool shed right now, so that when you do get ice storms, you broadcast it. It will break it down very, very quickly and not hurt the shrubs, the trees, your perennials, your lawn, your pets. It will keep your floors and carpets clean from that white film that rock salt does produce. So get some and use it, and believe me, you will thank me in the long run. And because it goes three times further, it may cost a little bit more initially, but when you figure it will cover three times the area, it's a lot cheaper. We've been talking about some of the plants that people are using right now. The second point set is they're looking for something for a little bit of color. I talked a little bit about orchids. Now, a couple of good plants. One of them is a miniature rose. And you can buy them in a 4 or a 6 inch pot. And they'll bloom for you beautiful. They got to have a lot of sun. You want to water as needed. You feed it every couple of weeks, but do not mist the foliage. If you mist the foliage on roses, you're going to encourage a fungus disease called powdery mildew. It will look like a white film on the foliage. So when you water, be careful. Put the plant in the sink. Turn on the water so that it goes around the sides of your pot. Give it a good soaking, but try and keep the foliage from becoming wet by misting it. Begonias. You can buy begonias like the Rieger begonia that will have yellow, orange, white, red, pink, and various other colors on them, and they'll bloom nonstop all winter. And like the miniature rose, the begonia does not want to be misted. If you mist it, the leaves will get that powdery mildew, and you'll have a problem. Now, if you want something that will make some fruit, there are ornamental peppers. And the ornamental peppers of today are getting better and better. You can buy some in a 4-inch pot, some in a 6-inch pot, and larger. And they begin green, and then they'll quickly change from green to yellow, orange, then red. And they'll bloom for a good month and a half to 2 months. And if you like spicy food, you can pick the fruit and you can use it if you're making chili or any other types of sauces or gravy that require a little bit of heat to it. The only thing I want you to be aware of is it's hot. So if you have kids that can reach these plants and maybe pull a pepper off, if they eat it, it's not going to hurt them, but it will let them know they shouldn't do it a second time, because it really will burn the inside of their mouth a little bit. So, and cats and dogs, they can smell the heat. They won't bother it, so that you don't have to worry about it. African violet, one of the oldest and one of the first flowering plants that we've had in our home. And believe it or not, the African violet got its start from a store that some of you have probably never heard, unless you're my age, called F.W. Willworth. And you don't see many. There's still a few stores here and there. But in the Northeast, Willworth would bring them in and sell them in their store. They were one of the first businesses that brought plants during the fall and the winter months for the homeowner. And they brought them in, kept them in their store. But African violets was the first flowering plant that everybody collected and grew. They're easy to take care of. And you can set a new plant by just breaking off a leaf, setting it in like a small glass of water. I've rooted them in like a shot glass that you would measure liquor to make a drink. I'll fill the shot glass about 3/4 full of water, put one or two leaves in it, keep it on a windowsill as long as it's not cold, and within 2 to 3 weeks, roots are forming on the stem. You put them in a 4-inch pot with a good potting soil like black gold or Pfaffard. They'll root, they'll start to grow, and within a year you've got a big, beautiful whorl of foliage and blossoms, just like the leaf that you broke off a plant. So the leaf could come from a friend, a neighbor, a relative, and it's that easy to begin a brand new plant. So there's a lot of great plants out there. Next month, you're going to start to see a couple new plants. One of them is called a cineraria. And cineraria is a daisy type flower. And it comes in clusters on the plant. Great big leaves with a little bit of a fuzz on them. They're not shiny. They're a dull green, but deep green in color. And it has like fur on the foliage. And the daisies can be white, pink, red, blue, purple. And they can come with a banded petals. So you'll have a petal with stripes on them. There will be blue and white, or red and white, or pink and white. And they are very long-lasting, usually around 6 weeks or more. So there's a lot of good plants out there. And you get a day like today, once the roads are clean, if you need to get out of the house, go to your local greenhouse and see what they've got for color to help to make your day a lot brighter. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Dee from Maine. She has a question about jade plants.
D, welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club, and Happy New Year to you.
Well, same to you. I'm glad we got some snow.
Finally, yes.
Finally. I have some good-sized jade plants, and something is eating them. And it starts on the outside of the, you know, the petal, and it's just like a little bug chomping away.
So it's eating the actual leaf.
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
It starts on the inside and goes, you know, the outside of the leaf and goes in.
Okay. Is it eating basically all over the plant, or the lower leaves only, or the top of the leaves only?
All over.
All over.
It doesn't matter.
Okay. What you need is a systemic insecticide rather than a regular houseplant spray that you would put on the foliage. You need something that's going to go inside the plant, stay there, and when the insect chews on it, goodbye. And you can buy it something called systemic granule. And it looks like rock salt in your bottle. You shake it on the surface of the soil, depending on the size of your pot. Scratch it in water. It will go from a granular product to a liquid. The roots will absorb it. Take it up into the plant and into any leaf. And any insects that form will, that bite into the plant, will die.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Hi, this is Paul Parent. Join us on the legendary Blue Danube this summer, July 27th to August 7th. 7 nights aboard the Avalon Visionary from Nuremberg to Budapest. Ship aboard accommodations, meals, guided sightseeing, wine, beer, and shipboard dinners. For more information, call Largay Travel at 1-800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you used. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. We were talking with Dee just before we went into the break. And another product, Dee, that I've had very, very good results. It's called Garden 8 Granule. Okay? And it's for vegetables and flowers. It's not like the liquid. It's a totally different combination. And it's a product that you can use in your vegetable garden that will take care of wireworms, for example. If you're trying to grow potatoes and you're finding these little worms in the potatoes, it's a difficult insect to get rid of. And this is this Garden 8 flower and vegetable granules will take care of that. Seed maggots, they'll take care of cutworms, bill bugs, army worms, and a lot of other insects that live in the soil. And that's what you have. So either get the systemic granules or the Garden 8 granules for vegetables and trees and shrubs. And, you know, use it in the house now. And what I would suggest that you do is, if they're on the jade, then there's a chance that sometimes when they mature, if the adult is able to fly, it will leave the plant that it's currently on, fly on to a new one, lay eggs, and continue to infect your plant collection. So I would get the 8 granules read the directions, apply it according to the size, scratch it into the soil, water it in thoroughly, and that will take care of any of the insects that are hiding in the soil and coming out at night. If you saw them on the plant during the day, then you could pick them off, or you could spray with an oil, like all season oil. But this insect is coming out at night when you're asleep, feeding on the plant, and then when the sun starts to come up, it goes back down and hides in the soil. So this is a safe product, and again, you can use it on all of your vegetables and all of your flowers, and it will work real well on your jade plant. And you can find it at most garden centers. So it's Bonide 8 Flower and Garden Granules, or Bonide Systemic Granules. Either one of the two should take care of that particular problem. And then your plant will look nice and healthy and beautiful. Now, you should check your foliage plant, whether it's an upright plant or a hanging basket, every time you water. So you either feel, put the hanging basket, what I do is I put my hands underneath the basket and I lift it. And I can tell by the weight of the pot if it needs a good drink. And if it does, it gets a good drink. If it's still heavy, then I may wait another week. And especially if you can get into a weather pattern like we're in now, where we're getting a lot of cloudy days, your plant's not going to need as much moisture. And if you say, well, today is Sunday, today's a day of water, and the plant doesn't need it, and you water it anyways, eventually the root system will begin to rot, and you'll start to lose leaves. They'll turn yellow. You just touch them, they'll fall off. And that's usually wet feet, and the roots begin to rot. So just be aware of it. But use these two products, and they'll take care of it. If you see insects on the tips of the new growth, if you see webbing on the foliage and on the plant, then the answer is clean off the plant foliage with some warm water and a soapy towel, and then spray the plant with all season oil underneath the leaf first, and then on top of the leaf, and that will take care of the problem. Repeat it about 2 weeks later also.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.